Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast episode is number 143, and I'm recording it on May 6, 2008, but I'm going to post it on May 8, 2008, in honor of Harry S. Truman's 124th birthday. And I'm going to post it on May 8th because today's podcast focuses on the birthplace of Harry S. Truman. I'm currently driving back from my visit in Noel, Missouri, with the class of William Chamberlain, the fifth grade class at Noel. And as I'm driving back on Highway 71, I noticed that there was a big sign for the birthplace of Harry S. Truman. And I'm a big Harry S. Truman fan. Independence is just south of Liberty, and we've been to the museum several times. And my wife and I actually became huge Harry S. Truman fans. Back when we were dating, we drove up to Glacier National Park one summer, and along the way we listened to the audiobook of David McCullough's biography on Truman, and became really fascinated with his whole life. I think Harry S. Truman was one of the greatest presidents we've had because of all the things that he had to basically learn very quickly when he became president upon the death of FDR, and made some very tough choices. Was a Missouri boy, obviously, and really did an amazing job of being president. And I think he's much more respected today than he was in his own time. And I think that, you know, that's one of the qualities of greatness, that when people can look back on your life, or, you know, you look back on a president and you can, you know, really value what they did years after that, that's really one of the true signs of greatness. So anyways, I'm driving down. I see the sign for the birthplace of Harry S. Truman, and had never been there. It's in Lamar, Missouri. And so I pulled over and went into Lamar and drove up to the birthplace. There were signs marking where the museum was as you went through town. And I did take some pictures. There's a little interpretive center right next to that. And took the quick tour and then went to the interpretive center and asked a couple questions of the interpreter about the house. And so I'm going to play a little bit of that video now. So this is from the Harry S. Truman birthplace in Lamar, Missouri. Well, I'm here in Lamar, Missouri at the birthplace of Harry S. Truman. And they have the actual house that Harry S. Truman was born in. And just a couple quick questions for the interpreter. What is the brief history of the home that Harry Truman was born in?
You mean...
like what year was it built? And
oh, it was built between 1880 and 1881, the home was. And Truman's parents came down in 1882 and purchased the house.
And Harry S. Truman was born there, but moved when he was a young child?
11 months old. He moved towards Kansas City Farms. Went to Harrisonville, Belton, and Grandview, Missouri. And when he was 6 years old, he left the farm at Grandview and went to a farm outside of Independence, and that's where he met Bess and got his boy at school.
Now, there's an interesting history to the pine tree that's in front of the house.
When he was born, his father was so happy to have a healthy baby boy that he hung a mule shoe on the front door for luck, and he planted the old pine tree that sits on the corner there for in his memory. And it's 123 years old, so it'll be 124, March. May the 8th.
Oh, because you're actually recording this on May 6th, and Truman's birthday is May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And I see by some of the literature that you're planning some special activities.
We always have Truman's Days on Saturday, on the 10th. They have parades, and we have things around here, and then they have things around the square.
And then in 2009, it'll be the 125th anniversary. Are they already starting to plan some activities for that?
Uh-huh. It will be a bigger deal.
And now also there's some property, catacorner to the property, and there's potential that someday they'll build the...
Build the replicas of those buildings before he had his business. It was a livery stable and a barn, and they will build a replica of those up.
And in the Interpretive Center here, they show some pictures of Truman actually visiting the site. What's kind of the history of Truman himself coming to the site?
He was good to the United Auto Workers, so in 1957, they purchased this house from the Walter Earp family. And the Walter Earp family were first cousins to White Earp. in fact, quieter years ago, was constable here.
Oh, wow.
His first wife's buried outside of town here a few miles out. They purchased it in 1957, fixed it back up as close as they could get it to Truman's, and they donated to the National Historic Society in 1959. And that was the last time Truman was here for the dedication. And he signed the register, Harry Truman, retired farmer. Said he'd been happy to have been a farmer if he'd never been president.
Hmm. Now, is the house open for tours every day of the
we
week?
We are
or?
Open 7 days a week. And we our tours start at 10 to 4. Our last tour is at 3:45. Sundays, we don't start till 12.
Now, do you have any idea how many people visit the site typically in a year?
It's kind of hard to say anymore because I only work a few days a week, and it used to be a lot more, but since the gas and everything, it's slowed down. Hmm. So, and this is just starting our busy season now. Hmm. We get a lot of, you know, like yesterday, they had like 40-some kids, and we have a lot of school kids.
Hmm. A lot of grade school kids or high school kids or what typically
usually
tends to be?
We have had high school, but usually it's grade school.
Hmm.
You know, like your middle schools too, you know, when they get to studying. We have a lot of homeschool people come through here too, school their kids.
So what are some typical reactions from students when they tour the house?
Well, they come in sometimes and want to know where the TV is. They go in the kitchen, where's the sink, you know?
Yeah.
So they're kind of amazed that, you know, it's like it is. I mean, something they're not used to.
One thing that like strikes me just going through the house is, you know, the whole size of the beds and that kind of stuff.
The
kids usually comment.
And the furniture is not that comfortable either. But so usually when we get a lot of children, they have to sit on the floor because it's not a very big house, you know.
Hmm. So.
But they're really amazed. And the ones that the ones above me give the tours when they have the children, because they go into more detail and they show them the artifacts and explain and. So it's always a little more interesting. They do it on their level.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome.
So there was the audio from the Interpretive Center in Lamar, Missouri, at the birthplace of Harry S. Truman. And I'm going to post some pictures on the blog so you can see a little bit of the inside of the house. I'm going to post one of the pictures of the room where Harry S. Truman was born. And you can see the little crib in there. It's a very small room. And the beds are also very small because back then the beds were not full length like they are today. And I also have a picture of the outside of the house. And you heard the host talk a little bit about the tree. Pretty incredible that that tree was planted right at the birth of that child, and it still stands today. Topped off a little bit from lightning, but the tree is still there. So I included one of those pictures with the blog entry. And then I also have a blog or a picture on the blog of the place where Harry S. Truman signed the visitor book when he visited after his presidency. So I included that picture as well. So if you're a Harry S. Truman fan and you're ever driving either up or down Highway 71 in Missouri, go ahead and check that out. They have people there all the time. I was very curious to find out how many people they had, and you know, she said they get quite a few school groups. And in 2 days from when I'm visiting, they're also going to have that celebration of the birthday of Harry S. Truman. So happy birthday, Harry, and I hope that you're looking down on us and seeing all the different things that we do to continue to commemorate your life and all the great things that you did for our state and our nation. So that's our podcast for today. If you have any comments, you're free to either post to the blog, which is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or you can email me directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So until next time, thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Thanks. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.